On Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner. We're going to be talking about a very special program that's going to be coming up with the Tecumseh Pops and Community Chorus. And I have with me the director of the Tecumseh Pops Orchestra, Bill Abbott. And Bill, it's so good to have you back with us.
Well, thank you, Dale. It's great to be here.
You're going to have a very special program coming up. First off, let's mention about when this is going to be and where.
Okay, the spring concert for the groups is on Sunday, May 3rd at 3 p.m. in the afternoon at the Tecumseh Center for the Arts, or the TCA.
Yeah, and like I said, this is going to be a very special program for your spring concert. 250th Salute to American Music. Wow.
Yep.
Wow, that's going to be awesome. And tell us about it. How are you going to be doing this, Bill?
Well, first of all, it was very difficult. How do you narrow down 250 years of music into six, seven pieces of music or whatever?
Yeah.
So we tried to pick different genres of music that tie in with American composers primarily. And so it goes all the way back to 1775, our very first number. I've got a very powerful arrangement of Amazing Grace. And supposedly, it's still being said that over 15 or 14 million renditions of this are done every year.
No kidding.
And in almost all around the whole world in almost all the countries.
Wow.
Know Amazing Grace. So it's a powerful song. So all your presidents and everybody way back to Washington sang Amazing Grace. It was written in 1775.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And then we're going to do a spiritual during the 1800s, which really influenced so much of our music, and right even into early rock and roll and everything, the way the spirituals were written, doing an arrangement of In That Great Getting Up Morning.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to go into 1926, get a little jazz with Gershwin's Someone to Watch Over Me.
Mm-hmm.
They used that also in Mr. Holland's Opus.
Yes.
If I remember right.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get stepping out with my baby, with putting on the Ritz. So a little bit of ragtime along with more jazz. And then the fun number, a long medley of the 60s music.
Oh, wonderful.
And so we're having Chubby Checker's The Twist and the Beach Boys' I Get Around, Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence, even a little bit of James Brown.
All right. Yeah.
And Aretha Franklin's Respect and Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Spinning Wheel. So it's going to be just a fun package, a medley of tunes from the 1960s that most all of us remember.
Absolutely.
And then also we are going to be closing our portion of the concert with God Bless America. It's a great arrangement of that. And we'll be utilizing instruments again, like we've been doing the last few years, with the choir along with that, adding in guitars and drums and et cetera with us. And then at the end of the concert, after the orchestra, we will be coming back to do a major tribute to the armed forces, where all the six branches of the military will be honored.
Nice.
And there's some surprises ahead for everybody. And finishing with the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And then the orchestra, too. They're doing West Side Story, America, from 1957, Leonard Bernstein's piece. Wonderful arrangement of America the Beautiful, written back in 1893. By the way, that piece, America the Beautiful, was put up, it's always considered the unofficial national anthem of the United States.
Yeah,
I don't know if people know that.
Yeah.
But Catherine Lee Bates wrote that as a poem after standing on top of Pike's Peak and just viewing everything, and that's how she wrote America the Beautiful. The orchestra is doing a Duke Ellington medley, too. It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing,
a couple
other tunes. And a great piece from Aaron Copland, Fanfare for the Common Man. And a march from 1902, the National Emblem March. And then, like I said, they'll be joining us to do the tribute to the armed forces in the Battle Hymn of the Republic. It's going to be an amazing concert. This is one of the best medleys of pieces of music, I think, that Joe McKinchick, who directs the orchestra, and I have put together. And I'm just really excited about this concert.
Yeah, well, I can understand why. This is a great mixture of great American music,
it
Bill.
It is, all by American composers.
And that's another thing that we can be proud of, too, knowing that all this great music is done by American composers,
mm-hmm.
and it's all American music. So, I mean, that's why it's American music.
That's right.
For sure, and the salute to it. And very appropriate for doing it for this year, Bill.
Yep, and just being the 250th celebration of America.
Yeah.
Our independence, and signed in 1776, so yeah.
Yeah, that's great. You know, tell us a little bit about the chorus, Bill. What who comprises the chorus?
This is the biggest we've ever had in the spring. I have 70 people in the chorus this spring. And just from all areas. I even have some of my former students from Garden City driving all the way out to sing in the choir.
No kidding.
But we have people from Dundee and from all around the area here coming in to sing. Bankers, teachers, ministers. We have everybody that are part of the choir. And it's just a wonderful group to work with. And the same with the orchestra. It's a great... There's so many great musicians down in this neck of the woods.
I
never realized that before I came to this area, but I just really, really am thrilled with the great musicianship.
And there's nothing better than to hear the music done live, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The concert, the auditorium seats about 500, and we couldn't start the concert at Christmas time quite on time because they were all the way out onto the sidewalk still buying tickets.
No kidding. Wow.
So I highly recommend folks buy your tickets early so you don't have to be one of those that are standing waiting to see if you're going to get one or not.
That's right. Well, speaking of such, how can they purchase their tickets then, Bill?
The main way is, they're already on sale through, it's thetca.org, thetca.org. And you can buy your tickets that way. Seniors, youth, and military are $12, and adults are $15. There's a phone number also on Thursdays and Fridays, from what I understand, from noon to 5 p.m. The phone number there is 517-423-6617, 517-423-6617. And you can guess the box office hours are open on Thursdays and Friday afternoons.
That's right. Yeah. So if you are in town and would like to be able to stop in and pick up those tickets, please do. But like you said, to make sure you get those tickets, go ahead and order them online and make sure you got your tickets.
Yep.
And I think that says a lot for the Tecumseh Pops Orchestra and the community chorus, knowing that you had such a great turnout for the Christmas show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, the last three or four shows have all been sellouts, and so I'm just nothing finer for us on stage, too, to look out and see every seat occupied and such a responsive audience that we get every concert. The folks in this area are just amazing.
Yes, they certainly are, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And as the program that you just mentioned relates to is the fact that this is for the entire family to
Absolutely.
Be able to enjoy, right?
Absolutely. And the kids will love this too, because it's, anytime you can go to a concert and see other people on stage performing, the orchestra especially, like the kids get to see all these instrumentalists.
Yes.
And they go, ooh, maybe I'd like to do that someday,
yeah.
or something. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once again, anything else about the concert that we haven't mentioned, Bill, that you would like to mention right now?
No, just please buy your tickets early. Start taking them now, and just have this month left to go. And I've talked to people already who have bought theirs, so please start checking it out. TheTCA.org online, and get your tickets now. Like I said, $15 for adults or $12 for seniors, youth, and military.
Okay. And again, the time and location, time and location.
Yep, May 3rd at 3 p.m., Sunday, May 3rd in the afternoon at 3 p.m. at the Tecumseh Center for the Arts.
Such a wonderful way to be able to spend a Sunday afternoon for sure, and to be able to hear some great music in person done live right in front of you, Bill.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We really look forward to having you all come.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the program, Bill. It's always great to see you and talk with you. And much success again with this concert coming up.
Thank you very much, Dale. Appreciate it.
My guest has been Bill Abbott with the Tecumseh Community Chorus and also the Tecumseh Pops Orchestra. My guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.